Well, this morning I sang a rousing chorus to my wife of "It's Beginning to Look Not Like Christmas." So it's very sweet to have those kids come and do that program today, because that really does remind us of the season and really the reason for the season. So it's with thankful hearts that we come before our Lord this day, acknowledging what he has given us in the incarnation of Jesus the Christ, and the joy that that season brings and the promise of peace for eternity. So we greet you with greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now our text for this third Sunday in Advent is taken from Paul's first epistle to the Thessalonians, the fifth chapter. We're going to read verses 23 and 24 in that chapter. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23 and 24, where we read in the name of our Lord. "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." Amen. Let us pray. Most gracious and almighty God, this is what we see on this day and every day, is your faithfulness. And we understand, Father, through the gift of your Son and the power of his resurrection, you have fulfilled that promise for us, and we wait. And so we pray, Father, sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. For Jesus' name's sake, amen. And this is really the point of what happens when we talk about Christmas. We understand very clearly the child born in the manger does not stay there, grows up, becomes a man, lives amongst us, dwells amongst us, knows our difficulties, our adversities. As a matter of fact, he's touched in every way with our infirmities, yet without sin. And he suffers and dies on a cross for us. And he rises from the dead the third day, to take us with him, that we would live, that we would find this life, and we would have this peace, and we would know his salvation. And this is why Paul says this. And this is really a very interesting thing. As you probably know, the New Testament was originally written in Greek. And the Greek of this is very significant. What he says here is that the God of peace, and this really, I'm not going to bore you with all the grammar, but this is a form in Greek that is used to express a very strong blessing. It's usually used for wishes, but when an apostle speaks it, it becomes a blessing. It's something that he's speaking into reality even as he speaks it. And he says that his expression is that God, the God of peace, would consecrate you, he says, in every way complete. In other words, that he would restore you and he would now make you holy. He would cause you to be blameless before God in every way. He says, and then the terminology is used, and you can't mimic this in English very well, but he says, and even keep your whole spirit, your body, and your soul. He says, keep all of that. He says, keep all of you. He says, to consecrate you completely and basically in every part of you, in the fullness of all that you are, he says, may he keep you in that without problem, not having any problem at the coming of our Lord Jesus. You see, this is what Jesus came here for. Jesus came here to take away the sin of the world. Jesus came here to sanctify us. Jesus came here to bless us. And when Paul says this, that's what he's doing. He's blessing us. He's saying very clearly, I want you to understand, Jesus Christ has done this for you. You don't need to celebrate it one season of the year. You understand very clearly, this is the consistent way that you live in every day of your life. Every day is Christmas. And of course, the retailers love that because they start early. And you understand very clearly that you come to this point of understanding every day, the birth of Jesus Christ, his life, his death, his resurrection, every day that effect is lived out in your life by the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is present within us, and he sanctifies us in totality. He makes us to be consecrated before God. And consecration just means to be set aside for his purpose. We're set aside for that purpose. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all iniquity. And we live in newness of life. You see, Christmas doesn't come once a year. Christmas only came once. That's it. But Christmas is lived every day of the year. The triumph of God is lived every day of the year. Which is why Paul then says, because God is faithful. God is faithful. And God is so faithful that, as a matter of fact, what he promises, he says, he'll also do it. And this is the understanding of faith. You see, we cannot always see, nor can we always understand the purpose of things. We can't. We can't see them. We're limited. We only have a certain ability to see and to understand. The only thing that brings us into the place of understanding what God has done is what God himself says about it. And that's where we find faith. Faith is in trusting that what God himself says he will do, he will do it. It's not only just in the sense of something that we kind of like say, well, I believe in this. It's a way that we live. It's an understanding of the power of the gospel, the transforming power of the gospel. Because I don't know who that J people they were talking about in the program. But the whole point is to understand it ain't J that says that, it's St. Paul. Paul says we look in a mirror darkly. He says, we don't really see. We don't understand. He says, but we know. We know. We know who we are. We can't see the image in its completeness yet. But he says, in the day when he appears, he says, it will be face to face. He says, it will be face to face. And we will see and we will know things that we could never hope to know. Things that we can't understand here. And the joy of the Lord will be our strength because it will raise us up and it will bring us to this place of realization that God is always with us. God is always keeping us. God is always restoring us. God is always doing to this. And even, like the scripture says, even if we are faithless, God remains faithful. He will always do as he says. Because that's the greatness of his promise. And you understand, that's what we bring to the world. We hear those little voices, and that's wonderful. You know, we hear them sing, we hear them read, we hear these wonderful things that they say. But what's really key is to understand that we take that to heart. It's not just cute. It's way beyond cute. It's the truth. It's the truth. And it's that truth that we stand upon, that we understand very clearly, that allows us now to go into the world with the message of the gospel to bring light, to bring light. Because that's really what we're called to do. We take that light and we go into the world with that light and we lighten the world. And I know it's a tough deal. The world is not a pleasant place. And you get up on December 17th and you look out and it's foggy. And it's like, It's like, I don't need a reminder of this part. But the reality is that the light of Jesus Christ penetrates all of that. And it is the light of Jesus Christ that changes hearts and souls and minds. And it is the light of Jesus Christ that preserves hearts and souls and minds and keeps them in Christ Jesus and in his peace. Which is why we lay aside every other thing and we have our eyes fixed upon Jesus. Because the child in the manger is our Savior. He's our deliverer. And the one thing you can understand, he's in that manger for you and for me. He's in that manger for us. He comes here to save us. And that is his promise. And he's coming again to fulfill all that he has promised. And that's our hope. And that's our peace. And that's our life. So when we tell you Merry Christmas, it ain't a slogan. It's not just something that we say, you know. We really mean it. The joy of Christmas is yours. The joy of that life is yours. Believe it. Stand on it. Because that is your life. And that is your glory. Not just here in this life, but forever. And understand very clearly that you see those little kids up there and you think that they're so cute and all those sort of things. It's the same way God looks at you. He thinks you're adorable. And he is amazed with you because he has recreated you in his image. And that's what he sees through the Spirit of God, is that wonderful, glorious image. So Merry Christmas. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your word. And we understand, Father, that we ourselves, we are weak and frail. But Father, your mercy and your grace, they are great and they are strong. And Father, you bring forth new things out of the old. You bring this marvelous restoration in your Son, Jesus the Christ. And Father, there is our hope and there is our peace. And there, Father, is our sanctification. And we pray, Father, every day, because we know how the weight of this world comes upon us and weighs us down. We pray, Father, every day that you would lift that burden from us. And Father, that you would guide us to see that light. And Father, that we would live in that light through Jesus Christ our Lord, the light of the world. We thank you again, Father, for this wonderful program. We thank you for the children who so wonderfully bless us through it. But we pray, Father, that we would understand we are all just such children. And we all abide simply in your grace for Jesus' name's sake. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion and fellowship of this Holy Spirit be with us all now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.